Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we provide you practical tips on how to lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, a current leadership and team development workshop facilitator, and executive education adjunct professor. Today, we're diving into how to lead people for the very first time. Research has shown that over 50% of new leaders are viewed as ineffective by their team, not because they're bad people, because they haven't been shown how to lead. In this episode, we're going to get into how to set your mindset, communication skills, and avoid those common mistakes that first-time leaders tend to step into. Let's dive in. It takes time and effort to create a high-performing team. Leadership abilities is one of the most important areas to focus on for team development. Dr. Will Ramey understands the impact that leadership can have on team performance. He's led a wide variety of teams in the U.S. Army and corporate companies, from being a first-line supervisor to a senior-level leader. His programs focus on experiential learning for immediate application, transformational growth through mindset and behavioral shifts, and sustainable change to drive long-term success. If you're tired of traditional learning and development programs and are ready for a hands-on learning experience that will increase knowledge and provide practical application directly to your work environment, reach out today. Visit drwilliamramey.com to find a solution for your team. Dr. William Ramey, positive mindset, proactive approach, proven research. Before we get started, I want to help you accelerate your learning, accelerate your journey as a new leader. Head over to drwilliamramey.com. I've developed your free 5-step guide on how to lead people for the very first time. This is your no BS playbook if you're stepping into leadership, if you're new to leadership and being in a formal leadership position, on how to connect, communicate, build a team around you, and do some self-reflection so that you can accelerate your leadership skills. Okay, so today's episode is all about leading people for the very first time. Sometimes that can feel like you're juggling knives in the middle of a tornado. You've got expectations from above. You've got expectations from below. You've got self-imposed expectations on yourself. So, you know, how can you step into this fray of being able to lead people, get things done, stay in balance, and, you know, come away with some positive outcomes for your team and show that you are a true leader of people? So imagine this, like on Friday, you're the top performer, and then come Monday, now you're leading people who you were just a member of their team. There's no guidebook sometimes, there's no training sometimes, and that's what we're here to get into today. Let's get into a couple learning points here. First, for yourself, you're not broken. You're just new. You're doing something new for the first time. A lot of new leaders think of themselves as needing to be an expert because you were a top performer at the job that you just did. Now you're going to lead people and you all of a sudden have a magic wand waved on you and you have this title, quote unquote, of being a leader, and you put yourself into these self-imposed expectations. Well, think about it. If you don't have a model, if you haven't been taught, if you haven't don't have someone to kind of coach you through the way, you're doing something new for the first time. Research has shown that 60% of new managers receive no training before taking on a leadership role. So you're not failing, you're just learning. Step back into something brand spanking new and you're learning how to do it. So give yourself permission to feel overwhelmed. Give yourself permission to feel the stress of leading a team of people. That's not weakness, it's growth. When you have the permission, you give yourself permission and acknowledge those feelings and you connect it to a why, which is most likely your sense of purpose and your sense of desire to do good as a leader, then you can take that combination of acknowledging a feeling, connecting it to a situation, and then do something about it. You can put it into an action plan. So I remember the very first team that I led when I left the military. I was working at a distribution center for a retail company, Fortune 500 company, and I thought I knew what it meant to lead people. I've led people in the military. I got out. I was a lieutenant. I've been deployed. You know, I've led a couple different teams under my belt at this point in time in my career. And I get to a distribution center and I had to learn relationships with peers, and not everybody there was a veteran or had been in the military. In fact, I was probably just among 10% of people who may have been. I didn't understand the operation. It was my first time working in distribution and supply chain logistics, and the company culture was different than the military culture. So these feelings of having to acclimate to life outside of the military, having to acclimate and align to a new company and their purpose, having to build new relationships, having to build trust with my team as well as my peers, as well as my boss, and understand and balance all that expectations, man, you had to be really good at juggling. So I didn't know the ins and outs. What I did was I took a step back and I remembered and I reflected on what made me successful my first time leading a team in the military. And I just applied those same principles. Get to know my team members on a personal basis. Get to understand the process of what we're here to do in the operation. Have an expectation conversation with my boss on what success looks like. And get familiar and be curious about what my peers are doing to my left and right. So as soon as I had that acknowledgement of my feeling, connected it to why I wanted to excel, I had a plan of action and I repeated similar success that was in the past and I applied it to the current situation. And that really helped me out. The next thing here that you can think about when you're a new leader, you can't just work harder, you have to work smarter. So first-time managers, you often try to do everything and lead everything, and you just simply can't. You may have been a very top performer in your position that you just got promoted from, but you can't do that as a leader. Now you have a team of people around you. You have a team of people with a full set of skills, a full set of experience, a full set of expertise that they're bringing to the table. So if you're trying to do everything for everybody and you're trying to work every task like you were when you were a team member, you're going to just race yourself down the hill to burnout. First-time managers, be okay being curious and learn to delegate. Learn to delegate tasks. Ask yourself, when you look at what your team is there to do, separate the tasks that only you can do from the tasks that your team members can do. So ask yourself, what can only I do and where can I empower someone else to take that on? This is going to help you with your time management. It's not personal. It's very strategic. Be able to delegate tasks. And again, when you're stepping into leadership for the first time, that letting go, that embracing your self-assuredness to be able to know who you are, what you're about, and not have to prove something to somebody. Let go, build trust with your team, empower them, delegate tasks, and retain only things that require your presence, your skills, or your position. The next thing for new leaders, clarity beats control. Think about this. In dynamic teams, the number one way to drive performance is clarity, not through micromanagement. So when you have a rhythm of communication, check-ins, startup meetings, one-on-one conversations, management by walking around, asking questions, checking on people, what resources do they need? Do they understand the task at hand? Do they understand the bigger picture and how they're contributing? This is all about separating control of a situation and so you avoid micromanagement and stepping into clarity so that you can lead through your intent and empowerment. So one thing that I tended to do at the distribution center when I was a first-time team leader outside of the military was startup meetings. So we had a start of shift meeting where we passed down quality, safety, performance, and objectives for the evening. We stretched, and that was my check-in time with people. I'd try to, you know, maybe tell a joke, lighten the mood, have some humor in there, and really just lift the team up as we get started for the evening. And then throughout the night, I made sure I made my way around that distribution center to check in on people. How are you? How's the family? What's new? How's tonight going? Do you have everything you need? Is there anything in your way? Are you falling behind? Where can I help? And it was just this being able to be out and be present and be visible and be supportive of my team that allowed everyone to stay in sync. I was the connection point. So if I had a team that was working a certain function and another part of my team was working a different function, I was the go-between and made sure that they understood what was happening. They understood what's happening left and right. And we stayed in balance that way. That was my down and in. I also had opportunities to check in with my peers throughout the night. So we kept the entire operation in balance. So startup meetings, check-in meetings, and then we had quarterly one-on-one performance conversations where we covered things like quality, we covered safety, we covered productivity, we covered company culture with them. There wasn't a day, a week, a month, a quarter that went by where I wasn't constantly in communication with my team in either a formal or informal capacity, some way, shape, or form. So as a new team leader, sometimes it's all about just being present and adding clarity to the conversation, to the task at hand. Another thing for new leaders to think about is influence up and coach down. So you now have two jobs. You need to support your team and advocate for them with senior leaders. So you want to be able to influence up that supervisor above you and showcase what your team's doing well, who on your team is developing, how you're contributing to your team's success. So it's not all about you, it's about your team up and out. And down and in, when you think about focusing down and in, you want to coach your team members to be able to perform better, to grow their careers, to seek initiative and try new things and be creative when finding ways to be more efficient or more effective within your operation. Learn to speak to your team's wins in the rooms where they are not. So that is a trust builder, that is a confidence boost, and that's a way for you to showcase your team members' wins and how you're leading through others. And with your team, build trust by holding those developmental conversations, not just about performance objectives, not just those status updates, but those development conversations in them as a professional and as a member of your team. You know, one way that I do this is when I mentor people, now that I'm in a position of more senior leadership, when I mentor people, I mentor the person. And I open up with that. I take a very holistic approach to be able to invest time in you, your career, wherever that path may be, within the organization or outside of the organization, because you never know where someone's going to end up on their career path. So I take the approach of being able to coach somebody for performance today and mentor somebody for the long term on where they're going to contribute and be at their very best and hopefully retain them within our organization. And one last thing here for new team leaders, conflict isn't the enemy. Avoidance of conflict is. Most first-time managers tend to avoid conflict. It's uncomfortable. Sometimes it's with people who you were recently a peer with. Sometimes it may feel personal as a new team leader, but remember, reframe conflict as being healthy and an opportunity for growth, trying something new, and coming up with the best solution to a problem. So you can use a simple script when you have an observation of something going wrong or something going awry, something to the effect of, here's what I'm noticing, here's how it's affecting the team, and here's what we need going forward. Deal with the behavior, not the person. So you can frame this in a couple different ways, and I have a few different episodes on framing difficult conversations. Think about having the observation stated clearly, the behavior that you saw and the impact it's having on your team, and you'll go through and be able to resolve that conflict a lot more effectively with a lot more confidence. You don't have to be a perfect leader to be a great one. You just need to be committed, be curious, and be consistent. So a challenge for you here, new team leaders, pick one conversation out there that you've been avoiding. You know exactly what it is. Pick a conversation out there that you've been avoiding. Pick a topic that you've been avoiding that you know might be tough, whether it be with a peer, whether it be with a team member or a senior leader. Frame that conversation, schedule it this week, have the courage to step into that conversation and start practicing leading your team. And that's exactly what it is practice. You've got to be able to go, execute, assess, and go back and do it again. Just like a member of a team, leading people takes practice, it takes commitment, it takes being in the moment. It's a contact sport, so to speak. So your team isn't looking for you to be a superhero. They're looking for someone that sees them, that hears them, that supports them, that shows up for them. And that can be you starting today. And to accelerate that, head over to drwilliamramey.com, download your free 5-step guide. I also have a worksheet that goes with that for you to log some of your progress, log your thoughts, log your path forward, because when you see it, you write it, it becomes visible, it becomes tangible, and you're going to look back on that and be happy that you did. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded. If you enjoyed today's episode, give us a like, drop us a comment, or download and share it with your fellow leaders, because knowledge is power. Share what you're learning so that everybody has the opportunity to lead at their very best. And if you're interested in keeping the conversation going, let's connect. You can find me on LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey, on Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod, and Will Ramey 1. That's Will Ramey and the number 1. I appreciate you. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll see you the next time you press play.